Yes.
Well, good evening, Team Rogers.
Good evening.
Oh my goodness, some of you are so incredibly punctual.
Well, don't always count on it.
Well, Sandy, I feel honored that I got to help educate you a little bit on the differences in our nation's time zones.
I knew when they were, but you threw me all off when you said about an hour, because last time, wasn't it 10 o'clock, my time?
Well, right? It was actually 9:25 your time. We finished at about 10 o'clock.
Okay, that's what was in my mind, and I thought that's what we were doing again. I knew it was 3 hours, but when that came, only an hour, folks, I'm like, what?
Okay, well, we're going to do roll call here, and if you want to have an idea of how serious I am about this session, oh my goodness, I quit taking Team Kaizen notes in March. June. How pathetic am I? So I got all these blank pages to fill up where I used to take notes on Team Kaizen, and now we're going to switch that over to Team Rogers. So, without further ado, okay, here we go. Today is January 8th, 2018. That definitely has a ring to it, doesn't it? And we have on board Sandy, Judy, Rita, Jeannie. How good am I so far?
Very good.
And I was on time waiting for you.
Okay, Mom is on board. So who else? I got five of you written down, so if I haven't called your name, please.
Rita.
Who is that?
Rita.
Vera.
Rita. Vera.
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 Got it. Okay, I'm going. I know that accent. That is definitely Eastern European. I know that accent. Why is it not ringing a bell? Okay, keep going.
Joanne.
Linda.
Linda. Good evening, Linda. Molly.
Carol.
Carol, good evening. And that's Carol John, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
From Colorado now.
Yeah, I know. There's two Carols on the group this time.
Oh, it is.
I think. No, I'm wrong.
Catherine Tobit.
Catherine. And that's Catherine with a K, correct?
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay.
Sandra.
Thank the good Lord. I was just about to make some comment about Vance and his harem, and then I heard Sandra, and that means that Al should be with us too, correct?
Al, are you with us? I don't know. He's sitting here with me, but I don't know if he's going to march through it.
Okay, well, I'm begging him, because I am nothing against females, but good grief, we're a little heavily stacked, with the estrogen tonight. So, if we could. So you can twist his arm. Just let Sandra let him know, or I'm going to call him later and twist his arm, and I'll probably.
He's right here. He can talk to you now.
Oh, okay. Well, Al, I will pay you to be a part of this course. You don't have to pay me. I will pay you.
Okay, man, I'm in, man. I don't know how much, because you can drop me a penny now.
Okay, all right, we've got pretty much, there's still a few more names here. Who has not reported in, if I haven't mentioned your name or you haven't spoken up? That's everybody? Sandy, Judy, Rita, Jeannie, Mom, Vera, Joanne, Linda, Molly, Carol, Catherine, Sandra, and Al. Did I miss anybody? Okay. Well, let's rock and roll. I didn't grab my Bible, but I wanted to share something with you all to kick off, because I'm more excited about this ICANN group. And yeah, by the way, a little housekeeping notes up front. If you're in an area where there's background noise, and I mean any kind of noise whatsoever, you'd be surprised how faint sounds can really, really muck up a conference call. So if you're in an area where there's any background noise or you need to do something else, that's fine. Multitask all you want. It doesn't you're not going to hurt my feelings or anybody else's. But please do us a favor and hit star 6. Because that way I don't have to mute everybody else, and we keep it live and we keep it interactive and all that good stuff. Okay? So if you're in an area where any background noise at all, don't hesitate to mute yourself out. And I am texting now for one more person to join us. Hang on one second. There was something that I read a few days ago that was really, really convicting. And then something that happened last Sunday that was probably even more convicting than that. But what I read, reading through the Bible yet again, because I don't think I can ever get enough of that in me to really understand the wisdom of the ages. When King David knew his kingship was done, and God had told him, hey, look, as much as I want you to build the temple, a place for people to come and worship, there's too much blood on your hands. And I want your son Solomon to do it instead. So from that point forward, all David did, his main directive, was to prepare everything for his son to just, you know, grab that baton and run with it. And one of the things that literally just leapt off the page a few days ago, as I was praying for the ICANN attitude, as I was praying for the Rogers organization and launching into a new year, there's just so many things. But he specifically said to his son, after he laid everything out, he wrote it all down, they started getting blueprints, I mean, the whole nine yards, he said, don't be afraid, but be strong and courageous and do the work. And I was talking with, I think it was Rita the other day, about this and how much it has convicted me that we have to do the work of Nican. Yes, for some of us, it's actually pure pleasure, and it doesn't ever seem like work. It's more of a play thing that we do. But for me, the next 12 weeks are going to be about doing the work, making the contacts, doing the follow-ups, getting the orders in, getting customers registered, everything that needs to be done to do the work. And I've written down for myself some pretty big, we call them BHAGs, big, hairy, audacious goals. That's what a BHAG is. These are the musts that you need to put on paper, things that you want to see accomplished in the next 12 weeks. And I'm going to go through the order that I've got written down on my paper, so everybody's jumbled, so you know your turn's coming. If you're going to play the shy card, go ahead and hang up, okay? Because as I learned a long time ago from one of our amazing leaders, Gene Brock, being shy is selfish. It doesn't have a place here, okay? You're withholding when you need to share. And all we're going to do this evening is cover some housekeeping stuff and introductions. If you're in front of your computer and you can go there on your computer and you can type in Saturday AM Live, well, what comes up on mine is Santa Tracker, so I haven't logged in since the girls were tracking Santa. That's the fastest way to get a 7-year-old to bed, by the way, on Christmas Eve. Addie, hey, he's in Idaho. That's the next state over. You better get to bed, else no presents for you. Anyways, on Saturday, amlive.com, on the blog spot. When you type it in, you'll find it. This is where we record all the calls from Saturday AM Live. Imagine that. And there's just, man, there's some really good-looking pictures of people on there. Anyways, when you just scroll down a little bit, over on the right-hand side of the screen, there's a little, on all the little tabs, on all the way Steve's got all this stuff organized, the one on the far right is ICANN2. Okay? I'd love to call it ICANN6, being that this is the sixth time that I've been a part of this program, but we're still calling it ICANN2. That's where all of the lessons are posted. So next week, the homework assignment for this week to get started is scroll all the way down to the bottom and click on lesson number one and go through the introduction. And I would encourage you, during the 6 days, we take the Sabbath off. Every day, when it says every day, do the homework, that doesn't include Sunday or Saturday or whichever day you want to take off. Or maybe it's Monday. Or maybe it's Wednesday. Doesn't matter. But 6 days, this is where repetition is king. Go down to the very, very, very bottom of that. And it says audio replay, live with Marty Jeffrey. That's where you want to click on to listen to it. Or if you want to print it, either or highly encourage you to at least read it once or listen to it once, and whichever way you want to do it, it doesn't matter. But make sure during those 6 days you at least do the other method at least once. Because there's sometimes stuff in print that doesn't come out on the audio version, and then vice versa, there's sometimes stuff that's on the audio version that you're going to miss if you only do the reading version, the legible version, if there is such a thing. And the testimonies that are on the live version are not on the printed version. Okay? Does that make sense? Does everybody know where it's at?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And if there's any confusion, or if you don't wait, William Todd shared this, I think I can't remember if it was lesson number 4 or 5, but please text, call somebody. And I would encourage you, I will, at some point during the next 12 weeks, I will put everybody's name and information into a document so you can see people's phone numbers and their email so you can get in contact with them. Because there are going to be things shared during the next 12 weeks that you're going to say, oh man, that Joanne, that was a really good testimony that she shared. I would like to use her for a three-way. Or, man, the way that Rita talked about, you know, how she's overcome her, you know, accident from 2 years ago, that would be a good one to, I'd like to connect with her. Well, I'm going to make that happen for you. These would be a really good, fun group of people. And again, I'm looking down a list of 20 right now that are really good. I mean, really, really high caliber. And I think, I don't know if she's on the line yet with us, but Valerie Johnson did text me today and say that she would be joining us. And again, I don't know if she's on tonight or not. But there was one other thing that I wanted to cover on the housekeeping thing. This call will be recorded. So if you're not able to join live and you want to listen to the other people process through what they're learning, the most important thing really is to do the homework. That's verbatim, bottom line, core essential, and then strive simply right behind that to be quality enrolled. I wish I could tell you what Jeff Isom told the members of Team Kaizen 2 weeks ago on why that's so important. But I think being able to offer somebody a 20% discount on a mattress topper, on an HRS sleep system, just the topper, that's huge. And there's several of us on the call this evening that have that opportunity to offer that to people. And, you know, it works really good. Really, really good. I placed an order for a queen-size topper today for a customer. And being able to say, hey, I can get you a really good deal that nobody else can give you. That's really nice. Next month, what it'll be. I don't know. Maybe it'll be waterfalls. Maybe it'll be, I don't know. But you want to be quality enrolled. So, is there any other housekeeping, any questions that I need to cover up front? Does everybody know again where the website is? SaturdayAMLive.com. Click on the ICANN 2 tab. All the lessons that are in numerical order, starting with number one, way, way down at the bottom. So as we go through this, you won't have to scroll down as far. And I would highly encourage you to multitask. Click on it. Do something else while you're listening. I usually do it while I'm beautifying myself, shaving, showering, something like that. Or if I'm out in the garage tinkering around, I take the laptop out with me or take my phone, put it on speakerphone, click it up, and I listen to it. Sometimes I'll listen to it three or four times back to back just to really drive in these truths. So that's the most important thing. Marty is the teacher. I am simply the facilitator. So on that note.
Okay, I do have a question.
Yes, Molly, go ahead.
You said that we start writing on lesson one. What do we write?
What do you write?
Yeah,
well, I... Let me go down and see.
Yeah, I'm on... I have slowed down already on lesson one, but where do we write our notes?
What do you mean, where do you write your notes?
I thought that's what you meant for us to do, to write notes.
Oh, no. Well, you can write notes, but I'm writing my own notes on what you guys share. I'm looking at lesson number one, and right where it says in big, fancy, cursive red lettering, ICANN 2 attitude, the first one, right underneath that, it says the repetition in lesson one PDF download. You click on that, and that, my friends, is what you'll have memorized by the end of this 12 weeks. My ICANN attitude is a manifestation of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. My ICANN attitude and my results are inseparable. They follow one another like night follows day. And it just goes on. There's five more key points. So you'll want to print that off. You'll want to get that posted someplace. And you can cut and paste it, or you can retype it, or I love the way Carol John used to handwrite it out every day. Whatever you need to do, because those six ICANN attitude points, that mantra, is amazingly powerful. Absolutely amazing. And then finish it off with something strong that really drives the point home. Rita, how do you, can I call on you, Rita, how do you finish it off when you recite the ICANN mantra?
I just say the mantra.
Yeah, but how do you finish it at the very, very end? I make up my mind that right here, right now, I choose an ICANN attitude. That's the last line, but you add something to it.
Oh, boy.
Wasn't it something like amen and amen or something like that? I can't remember.
Something like that.
Okay.
I forget right now. I've spent an hour and a half on the computer trying
okay.
to order in, so.
Yeah. So you can morph this so it fits you, all right? So just, it's there, all right? And again, if you can't find any of this stuff, please don't wait until like lesson seven, say, oh, I couldn't figure out how to listen to the lessons each week. Oh, that would be a shame, okay? So let's go back to the top of my list, and I started writing down with Sandy Martin from Fremont, Ohio. Sandy, in a minute or less, tell us a little bit about your occupational background and what do you want to gain in the next 12 weeks?
Oh, okay. I pretty much work like an administrative assistant type job in the private sector, and then I worked 11 years for the government, and then I retired. And I don't think people should retire. I think you should have purpose. So I want to be more focused, and I want to budget my time better. I don't waste time, but I just take on too many things and then sort of start changing the number of things that way.
Okay.
I think I think that's a little bit of a bad habit.
Okay.
And I want to generate more income.
And if you had only one Niken product that you, there was a national emergency and you had to leave your home and you could only take one Niken product with you, what would it be?
Probably the water.
The water? The waterfall?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Judy Cook from Kansas? Is it Kansas? Judy's going to demute herself by hitting star 6. Judy?
I'm unmuted.
Okay. There we go. Is it Kansas? Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. A little bit about your occupational background and what do you want to gain from this course in 12 weeks?
Well, I've worked at Penny's. I worked at Walmart. And what I want to gain is being able to go out and get customers and being able to help them grow.
Okay. So gather customer gathering and basically, okay. All right. And same question to you. One Niken product that you couldn't live without.
I think I'd take my blanket, my blanket from Niken.
Your what?
Blanket.
Your blanket. Your comforter.
Okay. My comforter.
Okay. Thank you, Judy. Rita. From the great, warm, boiling hot state of New Hampshire.
Well, it is now. It's 21 degrees. We just completed 13 days below zero, so.
Rita, a little bit about your occupational background.
Security.
Security.
Yep.
And private sector or police department or what?
Both,
okay.
I was at GE and then prior to that a police department.
Okay. What do you want to gain from this 12 weeks?
10 people or more on auto ship to be queued monthly this year.
Okay.
Increase my calls from Niken and have a new customer going still more at the silver level. And
wow.
In general, to be more organized.
You're pretty specific with your goals. That's a good thing. That's a really good thing. Some more. Habakkuk. It's very clear. What verse in Habakkuk is it? He's a minor prophet. It's not a very long book. But it clearly states you need to write these things down, make them clear, and sometimes even put them where other people can see them because they will gain fuel from that. That'll go, wow, you're really serious about this Niken thing, aren't you? Very, very good. Rita, one product you couldn't live without.
Take the cocoon and then hide the water bottle in it.
Oh, I love it. Okay, Joanne White. Joanne, what's your occupational background and what do you want to gain from the next 12 weeks? Joanne, you got to hit star 6 again if you hit it once before.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. No worries. Mom, you're next, okay? I'll go ahead and tell each person who's next. So Char Rogers is after Joanne. Go ahead, Joanne.
Okay. I helped my husband with his business and everything that he did just about. And my goal is going to be very vague because I don't want to put any, I get too much, under too much stress. And I'm trying to make this year, I'm relieving that at each day and getting better at it. So no more procrastinating. That's my biggie. And I want to develop better habits, mainly follow up with people. I talk to people, but I don't follow up. And that's my goal. If I get those things done right there, everything else will fall in.
Okay. Wonderful. Is there a favorite product you couldn't live without?
Probably the water bottle, because it's the only thing I have a go-to bag. And that's the only thing you can carry, basically, to get out of here. I can wear the underwear and stuff. I get the bottle. I mean, the thermal wear.
You guys are taking this way too seriously. It's like, man, it's a smash and grab operation. Whatever we can get on our body and get out the door, then that'll count. You know, if they can't see it, they won't know we have it, right?
Well, that's it. And I've been talking to a friend of mine that's a geologist. In fact, I've got a, I just bought a thing to carry my cat. I thought, I can't leave her. So,
okay, I don't have an inside connection on national disasters, all right? I really don't. I just, it was a hypothetical example, okay? Thank you, Joanne. Mom, and I hopefully everybody doesn't mind me referring to Char Rogers as Mom, because that's what she is to me. So if that's a problem, get
sometimes
over it.
Sometimes not.
Yeah, sometimes not, but... Mom, occupational background, and again, I'm hoping you guys take this seriously, you gals, I should say you gals, because it's mostly females on the call. It helps lay the groundwork so you have an idea of who is on the call, and if you're really wise, you'd have a pen and paper in front of you, and when I call the person's name, you can write down, ooh, that's somebody that I know I could leverage that in a three-way. Because I know most of your occupational backgrounds, but doing three ways is key, and you'll learn that in the next 12 weeks. So, sorry, Char Rogers, occupational background, and what do you want to get out of the next 12 weeks? Sorry.
Okay, the first one is very embarrassing, and so the only way I can say it is jack of all trades, master of none. I don't know what you could quite come up with that I haven't dabbled in. And then
okay,
I get
be more specific, starting from at entry level
you know
in the NECAN backwards.
Backwards from NECAN. NECAN
yes.
Has been over a quarter of a century. That's the longest I've been with any one thing. Other than my hobbies. But that doesn't count. Okay, to try and make an income or make an income from it, I started selling cards when I was in the sixth grade door-to-door. Okay, that was the beginning. My first job was an office job when I was 16, and I worked into the, accounting for a while, but I was a customs entry person by the time I left there, and I was 19 when I left there to go to work in a...
This is why I said... Start with entry level into NECAN and then go back the other way, because it's the more recent ones that I think are going to be more...
Okay, I'm not going to go through this whole list. Okay, the more current ones was I learned my lesson well of how I could really, really appreciate NECAN, and backwards was left the restaurant. Well, no, backwards really, most the one before that was another network marketing company that I was with for 14 years, and I cut my teeth there, and it was Shacklin. The products are great products, but they don't even begin to touch ours because, you know, a lot of other companies have the same thing, and their water unit was not good.
So if you're looking for a three-way with a restaurant owner, a business entrepreneur, somebody who's very wise in the nutrition.
I had four businesses going at once. Do you remember that one?
Lots of employees. Employee management. There you go. There's one, too. Mom is your person for that. She's your go-to, okay? For again, anybody who, I mean, how many of us are out in a restaurant and we meet the owner and then we say, oh, man, you must really enjoy this. And they say, no, actually, I hate it. Well,
I never
really.
Did that.
Yeah, mom would. So, mom, what do you want to get out of the next 12 weeks?
I want to change and not hear the negatives around me because it's making me bitter.
Okay.
I want to stay out of it. I don't want to even answer it. I don't know how else to say it. I just want the negatives, not there.
Okay.
I mean, they're
going to
be there. That I know.
Right. What's one NECAN product you couldn't live without?
Well, I just keep listening to everybody, and it makes it even harder. I guess the
cocoon with as much in it as I can carry out.
You're just really getting creative. Sorry, and I, Jeannie, I forgot to give you a heads up. Jeannie Zeden from Arizona.
Yes.
Occupational background, and I think you're currently still in that occupation. And what do you want to get out of this course in the next 12 weeks?
I have been a, let's see, what do you call me? A pitch person. A pitch girl, I guess, for over 30 years, and demonstrating kitchen gadgets at state fairs, home shows, currently at the local Mesa Marketplace on the weekends, and with some awesome products and that are helpful to people. And NECAN, of course, has matched that even better. So in the next 12 weeks, two things. The first one is stay disciplined in my daily business activities that I've decided on throughout the next 12 weeks. I wrote down decision backed by discipline, because I make decisions and then I don't discipline. I have not in the past disciplined myself to do that, and I am doing that now. And I want to accomplish attracting three business partners in Phoenix area.
Okay.
Which will take the disciplined daily activities to do.
Got it. Okay. Very nicely done. Vera Pastrednik from Aloha, Oregon.
Aloha.
You have a Portland address. Why did I say Aloha? That's not. But you're near. Yeah, it is. You are okay. You're in the Aloha area. Vera, what's your occupational background? What do you hope to gain from this course in the next 12 weeks?
Okay, prior to NECAN, I was in accounting. I was account receivable. It was a highly stressful job. I mean, I was on computer all day long, like a robot, from morning till night. And at that time, I decided that's not really what I want to have my life to be for the rest of my life. And I found NECAN through my husband. He had a back problem. Someone introduced him to the product. It helped him a lot, avoid the surgery. And at that time, we decided I'm going to stay home and share this his experience with people. And we both done it. And in 3 years, I left my job. And I never went back to work ever since.
And you've never turned back. What do you want to gain from the ICANN Attitude course?
Focus back on what I really, really want. And that's to, continue sharing NECAN with people. That's what makes me happy and gives me the purpose to live.
Okay.
And mainly also staying healthy for my own self, because the products, I just love the products. I don't see any other products out there that would help me keep me healthy and continue, staying young and healthy. That's my goal.
Okay. And I know if NECAN sold a Far Infrared sauna, that's what you would say is your number one go-to product, because I know how passionate you are about Far Infrared. But one of the NECAN products that you feel you couldn't live without?
Definitely the water. And water bottle I have always with me. Also the NECAN blanket and a pillow I have always in my car, packed up, because I never know what in there.
See, if I said your top 10, each of you could easily come up with 10 and why. But I said just one, and here Vera just goes to town, which is exactly what most of us should be doing. I mean, there should be some passion and reason why. I mean, when I walked in the door, I grabbed the Kinko Touch. Why? Because my nephew accidentally dropped a hammer on my shoulder from 19 feet up when I was on the ground. Fortunately, it missed my head. I was very grateful, and he was so apologetic. I said, no, it's all good. We're all good. And I worked it out all day long, because that would happen like first thing this morning. But using that touch in a matter of just minutes, And I didn't even put it on my shoulder. I put it on my lower back because it's my shoulders is too close to the phone, and that would be obnoxious because you guys would hear that. But we should all be very, very passionate. Thank you, Vera. Linda Morse, up in Seattle area. Occupational background, and what do you want to gain in the next 12 weeks?
Here I am. So my background, all of it's basically been spent in Los Angeles, where I lived for over 30 years. I've been back here since 06. I worked in the corporate world, PR, HR, trade shows. I worked in aerospace, entertainment. And right now I've been blessed because of this company to look after my parents. I'm now looking after my mother. My father made his transition 5 years ago this month. And I also work with children and the little ones and the little toddlers at church. So my goal is to jumpstart my business. I kind of put it on hold because of a lot of the family pillar things with my dad. And so I'm ready to really get back into really staying focused, developing better business habits, following up better. And I'd love to develop more customers, partners, and I would love to I want to go to Italy next year, so I want to stay quality enrolled. And I'd love to perhaps even, I'd like to be platinum by the end of the year, if not sooner.
Okay. As Linda just shared, Linda, your favorite or your number one Nikan product you couldn't live without?
Okay, I'm going to be real creative. The Primag water with the CM cream taped to it somehow. Because I have really bad knees, and God bless our creator of the CM cream. It saves me from walking in a wheelchair. So it's hard to pick one. So the hydration and the cream. Yeah.
Okay. Now, later in, and this is another reason why I will do my darndest to make sure that sometime in the next couple of weeks to get you everybody's name and at least a cell number so you guys can text each other and connect. Some of you have some just miraculous, like one foot in the grave stories of what Nikan did. See, I'd want to hear more about what Linda just shared about the CM cream because I love that product. It's absolutely phenomenal. We use it
my
all the
thing
time.
It's just
amazing. So, and that's, again, you connect these stories, and if you can share them, and if not, it's even more powerful to do a three-way with somebody. Okay, thank you, Linda. Molly, and then Carol John. Molly. Occupational background, and what do you want to gain in the next 12 weeks?
My education with the nursing and occupation. I worked about 3 years in nursing and then volunteer work with Chinese children, develop a Chinese language school. And the rest is Nikan and cooking, much cooking, and then the things, Nikan things I can not do without, I would say the kinesiology tape and using it. And next would be the CM cream to go with it. So.
And what Molly, you were perfect, by the way. You just, I'm timing each person, and Molly, you just wrapped up a whole mess of stuff in less than 60 seconds. What do you want to gain from the next 12 weeks, Molly?
I forgot that now. Be more confident in talking to people, with a purpose. I need to keep on talking to myself to start, I guess, and then doing the QE. It's been 3 months now, and I will continue to do the QE until when? Probably platinum, then I relax. So that's my goal, on the way to platinum.
Well, Molly, I moved after I just said that I've been timing you, and I wanted to see how I have it written here. This is what I call my goal board in our bathroom upstairs. On or before January 31st, we have 11,000 outside high leg OV. We've sold three toppers at 20 to 20% discount, and we have helped Molly make silver.
Yay!
Yeah. So Molly made the goal.
Congratulations, Molly.
Yeah. So, and then above that, I have a group of, and this is kind of selfish on my part, but I have a group of six people that I've written their name down specifically. There's certain applications that can come when you write things down and you're seeing them all the time. Like, our pastor challenged us to really pursue prayer and fasting in the next 21 days. So I took all of y'all's names, and I had it on my iPhone today. And every time I got a call or got a text or was curious what time it was, I grabbed the phone, and that was the first thing that came up was that list. So I just kept praying for each one of you specifically, different things. And I thought, okay, not what I want to gain from them, not that what Meekin wants to gain, but specific for each one of you. And that was something that, you know, when you fast, when you give up something, it really causes laser focus to take place. So, anyways, Molly, it was more, did you say more self-assuredness, more, that wasn't the word you used. The 12-week goal. Do you remember what your 12-week goal was? What do you want to gain?
I guess in relation to the 12 weeks, I don't think I can get to platinum, but that's my aim beyond 12 weeks.
Okay.
So it's a 12 weeks play goals, because you said that you had to help me to go silver. I'm not yet to silver.
No, well, we still got the rest of the whole month.
Yeah. Well, you promoted me. That's good. Thank you.
But no, the key word is help. That does not mean prop up.
Oh, well, okay. I didn't hear the ED or without ED.
On or before January 31st. And if you don't have something that you are in front, that's in front of you, that's specific, put a date with it, for Pete's sakes. On or before, we should all have monthly goals. On or before January 31st, fill in the blank.
Okay.
Because that way, when or if Molly makes silver prior to January 1st, then like, boom, that one's done. And then as I learned from my good friend Herb Rapp, we should never have a goal that we can actually achieve. It should be keep moving, we keep adding to it. Well, with Molly, once we get her to silver and it's like January 25th, well, okay, what else can we do? Well, now she's at the 20% mark, so let's really pad that check and make it big.
Yes, okay.
So come the 15th of February, she's got a really nice, solid first silver check. I mean, is that okay with you, Molly? Yeah?
Yes,
okay, I thought so. Okay. So I can't remember what it is, but I'll get it from you later. Carol John, occupational background, and what do you want to gain in the next 12 weeks?
Okay, occupational background. I started with a cooking company right out of high school. I worked with them 29 years and then got laid off with a 2-year package to retire full-time with 31 years. I was a 411 operator, a zero operator. I worked in landline repair, DSL repair, and cell phone repair. Also ushered at the Salt Palace and got to see all the jazz concerts and hockey, which was fun. But I've been retired 8 years, and my what I want in the next 12 weeks is to be more focused with my time, declutter and organize. And again, follow-up and procrastinating has been really big for me. I need to work on that. And I guess that's it.
Okay. And favorite, and I never asked Molly what her favorite Nikan product was. I'm sorry. What, for you, Carol, what is your favorite go-to that you couldn't live without?
Molly said that the tape and the CM cream.
Oh, that's right. She did, the duck. And I thought that was incredible because that's one product that I would not even think of. You know, the duct tape, the kinetic tape.
Yes.
I love it.
Well, mine is the water and the jade green vines.
Okay.
And I've traveled to Colorado with multiple products here, so I don't know what I said.
Okay. Oh, and by the way, I've done it now 3 times, and I double dog dare any one of you. And as soon as you feel like you're coming down with something and that's not, you know, a little bit of sore throat or a little sniffle, a little something, again, I did it this morning. It was the 3rd time. And if you're not awake first thing in the morning, this will wake you up, okay? And it'll blast you into the day like nobody's business. And that, what I mean is you take that lactoferrin capsule and you pop it, and they slide open really easy. You dump that under your tongue, and you quickly dump some J. Greenzymes on top of it. Otherwise, you're going to, what happens is it starts tickling in your nose, and you feel, go into convulsion sneezing, you know, like rapid-fire sneezing. That's what happened with me anyways this morning. But I feel a little bit of something there, and I know I'm going to be outside all day today, and I, no. So, wow, it did the trick. It done worked. Okay, so there's a lot of ginger. What is, Mom, what did we decide? We read 80 milligrams of ginger or something? Is that how much it is? It's packed. Okay, so just, I'll warn you. But it's really, really good.
And I'm going to put you to the test. I can't believe it's that strong, especially after you sucked on that piece of ginger that was, I shook the sugar off of.
Yeah, well, that was nasty, too. So, So let's keep going. We got a few more minutes left, and we're almost down to the whole group here. We are doing so well. Catherine, I don't know you, and I enjoyed the brief conversation we had earlier today, and you never have to apologize. And that goes for the whole group. Please don't ever apologize thinking that we're too busy. Anybody on this group or anybody that's at any rank in NECAN or that's been around for a long time, we are active by choice. I mean, I put so much into my day, so when my head hits the pillow at night, like right out of, you know, Proverbs, when you sleep, your sleep will be sweet. Okay, well, I don't have a choice, because my body goes into shutdown mode within seconds, because I just cram it full. And that's the way I think life should be. There's nothing about burning out, it's rusting out, is my philosophy. And I'm only at the half a century mark, and in Genesis 6, it promises me 120 years, so I'm going for it, all right?
Sorry.
I just got to make it to the 120 mark. So, Catherine, sorry.
That's all right. Hi, I'm Catherine Tobis, and I live in California. I have an academic background in earth science, and I've been very blessed and fortunate over a decade that I've been able to do a lot of volunteer work. I was first introduced to the NECAN product, the Magnet Charger, in about 2004 or 5. As of December 18th, I've become a consultant, and I would really like to make this a very serious business for myself, and I, if I'd known we were going to take this first call in this conversation, I would have had a much more laid out business plan to give you. I want to become QE, and I'd like to build up my business with at least 3 other consultants who are serious about, you know, growing their businesses. And, so, you know, I'm looking at those markers, the silver, et cetera, and I don't, you know, I haven't even thought that far ahead to try to pin a date on that, but I'm looking at all of those benchmarks.
Well, congratulations, because you are the youngest member in this group. When I say young, I'm not talking about actual biological age. I'm talking about Nikan age. So,
yeah, he puts it pretty recent, doesn't it?
Yeah, it makes it very, very recent. So it's an honor to have you part of the group.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate having tuned into Saturday AM Live. I think it was, you know, the week before I actually signed on as a consultant. So your program, and that was when Professor Bauer was being interviewed about the shampoos and the hair products and how they benefited her, you know, her hair condition. So that was
I'll tell you, that host on Saturday morning, man, he just knocks it out of the park every time, doesn't he? I mean, he's awesome.
Well done.
I couldn't resist. So, Catherine, besides being quality enrolled, which is an awesome goal for a brand new consultant, anything else specifically? Because, you know, different occupational background, that kind of stuff. But really, and if you've had a chance to even look at the course, anything else that just jumps out at you that you want to gain from it?
Oh, from this class. I really like the personal development that you can...
That chair would be in your way.
Uh-huh.
The one with the wooden chair, that might be right in the way.
I missed that. Something about a wooden
chair. No, it's the talk over that happens when somebody isn't muted out.
I see.
And I just laugh, because if I take it seriously, as long as I've been on conference calls, if I take it seriously, I would literally go bonkers and bash my head through the T-Rock wall. It's not worth it.
I don't have a background in network marketing, so this is, you know,
okay,
a new swimming pool for me. And,
all right.
And I look forward to it. I really like the emphasis on staying positive, and
okay,
I just see that a lot of people who have advanced in Nikan, they've really got that there's some personal development, and I appreciate that. So,
well, and that you're going to hear that throughout the 12 weeks. You know, William
yeah.
is very, very clear about that. We don't do negative, and
right.
we don't hang out with negative people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sometimes tough. Okay.
Yeah.
Unless you're living in the life of a hermit in a cave. All right. Well, hey, I'm down to the bottom list. I got one more, and it's actually the dynamic duo of the Thorntons from Richmond, Virginia. Oh, I'm sorry, Catherine. I didn't ask you, is there a Nikan product at this stage that you just have fallen in love with and you couldn't imagine being without?
I've had about 2 weeks on the cocoon. I would just thinking cocoon and the water bottle.
Okay.
I know that people are supposed to limit it to one, but water has been kind of my way into it again. So
okay.
be my
and we will get to, by the way, everybody will have their opportunity. I know it's a big group, but when it comes time to put together your 30-second pitch your 30-second commercial, you're going to find it imperative to share your Nikan story or what got you excited. I know for Carol John, she never really had a product experience. I spent probably 15 years and never even talked about how agonizing my back was prior to Nikan. I just talked about my grandmother's knees and how she got to avoid a surgery. You know, so we'll work that out, so that'll come. So thank you, Catherine.
Thank you,
last and definitely not least, Al, Sandra from Virginia. And if you're not Al and Sandra, if you can hit *6 on your phone to mute it if it's not already muted. And it'll tell you. When you do that, it'll tell you your line is now muted. That helps us out a bunch. Al, Sandra, occupational background for the two of you. And what do you want to gain from this course?
I probably need discipline. Okay, first of all, my background is basically creative. That's from advertising and design. And I have been trying since I've been in Nikon to really focus on that. And it hasn't happened because to be creative, you have to not be interrupted. And it's hard to do that. If it's the phone, it's a person, it's a thing, it's different things going on. And to be really focused and creative, you can't be disturbed. And for a while, anyway. So I want, that's one thing I want to focus on, is just getting involved and seeing some things that I think I can do to do my increase. You have to do it by trial and error, because I believe in trying things and you just see how it goes, and then you feel your way to success. I'll give you a little story. In advertising many years ago, a real estate agent did a flyer in blue. Nothing happened. He did it in orange. Nothing happened. He did it in yellow. Nothing happened. He did it in green. Nothing happened. He did it in red. Nothing happened. He said, well, I got this pink, so I'm going to do it in pink. And man, he did it in pink. And boy, it just blossomed. He got responses from everywhere. So you'd never know. But you have to do it trial and error sometimes to feel your way. So that's kind of where I would like to get into the discipline, if I could, to focus and really create, because you can be on a plane and you've got something going, and if you're disturbed, boom, I mean, you're starting over. It's a different thing. Creative people are just different. And so that's kind of what I want to do, is find a discipline. When I first heard about the ICANN, I stayed away from it because it was giving you discipline and kind of building a repetition of the same thing over and over. When you're creative, you are free. You need to be out of the box. You need to come up with the impossible and then realize, hey, that's something, and a person will respond to that. And so that's kind of where I'm at.
Okay. Sandra, I mean, I love the way you said that, too, that the, you know, the whole concept of discipline, that, you know, it's going to, sometimes we run away from it because we don't want to. And yet things that are worth having are worth fighting for. And, I mean, how many military movies have we seen? How many, you know, countries have been, you know, declared their, I mean, you could, oh my goodness, you could go on and on talking about this. But something worth having is worth fighting for. And it takes discipline, it takes hard work. But as we develop those core principles and we work them out, it just becomes more and more fun. Sandra, how's your educational background, and what do you want to gain from this course?
My occupational background, I'm a retired college professor. Just before I went there, I was in that for 27 years. Just before that, I taught some at the community college, and I was a juvenile court probation officer. So that's background. Then, goals. I really want a structure where for at least 30 minutes each morning after I'm up and moving, I want to do meditation. And that might include word, prayer, Bible, and maybe some reading. So that should be about an hour each morning earliest.
Okay.
My Nikon-specific goals are to talk to 3 people 6 days every week. I'll take off on my Sabbath. And those 3 people can include customers, cold contacts, or follow-ups. you know, just however I do it, but a minimum of 3 people 6 days a week. And I want to spend half an hour 6 days a week minimum in organizing my papers, cards, forms for people, using the boss box, that kind of stuff.
Okay, so that, if I'm doing the math on that right, 3 times, what is that? That comes out to 20 equals, that's 81 people a month. Holy smokes. You'd get through your top 100, your 100 name list, almost in 1 month's time.
We've
okay.
got the customers that we really followed up on right, so that's a number that I'll go back to.
And again, that follow-up, it's so crucial. It's so crucial. Zandra and Al, is there a favorite Nikan product that you couldn't live without?
Oh, I'd go with the water.
So if you can take the water, I'll take the sleep system.
Oh, my goodness, I love it. Okay. Well, hey, guys, gang, guys, gals, it is 5 minutes past the hour. I had no intention on going the full hour here, but this is really, really good. I have written down at least one or two aspects of each one of the things that you were hoping to gain. And did I miss anybody? Is there anybody else still on the call that didn't get to share?
How many total of us are there?
Well, I had 19 on my list, and I just received a text from one who said that they couldn't commit to it this go-around. So that knocks it down to 18, but then somebody texted me during the call and asked for the number. So I think we're at 19 and holding, but we didn't have all of them. There's several on that are part of that group that had already communicated to me that they wouldn't be able to get on tonight because of a prior commitment. So it's going to be really, really interesting to see how this plays out. So I will ask up front, and again, one other housekeeping thing I forgot to mention is you're going to hear Marty reference certain things that were part of the original ICANN 1 and ICANN 2 course. The questionnaire, I can't even remember what it's called now, the survey. There's some other things. There's a website that he references. Don't get preoccupied with trying to find that because it doesn't exist, okay? And if you have any questions at all, don't hesitate to text, to call somebody, to find out. Say, man, I can't figure this out. Reach out. Don't get confused and don't stop, okay? We don't want to do that at all. We want to just keep the ball rolling on that note. So, with that in mind,
Ren?
Next, yes, go ahead.
I have a suggestion. I think it would be beneficial for everybody if we can share our opening remark when we talk to people or what we call it,
our pitch, our elevator pitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we will do that. It's going to happen sooner than later.
Yeah, well, I think it would be good as a weekend because we can use it right away and then we get to know more of our group.
So it's 9 o'clock on the East Coast, 9:07 to be exact. So you guys want to go for another hour? No, not going to happen tonight because I have an appointment in 42 minutes. We will get to that for sure. I want to draw your attention. Thank you, Molly, for that suggestion.
Yeah, we can write it out. I don't mean to spend the time doing it on Monday. I mean that we can write it out or email each other or something like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the sooner you do that, the better off it'll be.
Yeah,
And I know there's several of you on the call right now that could step up to the plate and swing, and all of, some of us would go, wow, that was a really good pitch. I need to work on mine. Go start working on it now.
Yeah.
Here's a simple format. 30 seconds or less. 10 seconds what life was like before Niken, 10 seconds of how you were introduced to it, and 10 seconds what life is like now. There's your format.
Okay, and
keep it simple, super simple. 10 seconds what life was like before Niken, 10 seconds about your conversion experience, and then 10 seconds of what life is like now. How you couldn't live without all these products that everybody mentioned.
Like
the wellness home.
Just like the wellness home, yeah. Thank you, Steve. Thank you for chiming in. Again, it's so nice to hear male voices. And again, nothing against the females, but good grief. We need more males.
Steve's going to be on this call, too?
Steve is going to be on this call when it fits into the work schedule. Yes.
Great.
Steve, do you want to share your occupational background here for the people that don't know you? Steve is the webmaster of all webmasters.
Oh, yes, he is.
That makes the SaturdayAMLive.com website what it is today. Steve, are you still on the clock?
No, I'm sitting in my driveway at home.
Okay.
Occupational
background and what you want to gain from the next 12 weeks.
Okay, well, I hate to make everybody wait, but anyway, real quick, my background is I grew up on the farm, so I learned how to do a lot of mechanical things and grow things. Went off into the business world. I've sold swing machines. I've sold fencing. I've sold. Been in the jewelry industry for 15, 20 years. Been in the telecommunications industry now for 18 years. Just a jack of all trades and master of none, but have a lot of fun.
Okay, what do you want to gain in the next 12 weeks?
I want to make the QE be customer based instead of me buying products based.
Okay. And do you have a one product that you couldn't live without?
My wellness one.
Of course. And by the way, on that note, thank you, Steve. You're going to see more of a return to the wellness home focus. And I would encourage everybody, when you get logged in, and you should be logging in every couple days onto the Niken homepage, click on the Information Center. I wish I would have read this about an hour prior to when I read it. But the latest thing that's been posted on there is that the bergisterol is being converted from liquid to capsules as we speak. The Kenzen bergisterol is due to run out by the end of the month. Niken will notify us as the new bergisterol capsules are available. We will then be able to update our auto ship orders to include the new Kenzen bergisterol capsules.
Yay, and easier to travel with.
Absolutely. And if this isn't a screaming medical claim, two sentences, I don't know what is. Just listen to this. And this is on the Niken website, okay? This is not on mine. This is on Niken's home site, okay? MyNiken.com, you log in with your ID number and your password, and it says this. Clinical studies indicate that bergamot extract helps support cardiovascular health and cholesterol levels that are within the normal range. Studies also showed that citrus bergamot supports healthy levels of blood sugar and blood pressure. Holy smokes! You back that up with a couple of the testimonies that are on YouTube, and this could be a one-product company. But we're not a one-product company. And then, of course, it has a little asterisk that says, you know, the little disclaimer, this statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Who cares? Not me. I just like those two sentences because I can read those verbatim and say, oh, yeah, blood sugar. Oh, yeah, let me tell you about my friend down in Texas. You know, Oh, blood pressure? Oh, let me tell you about our assistant fire chief. Tell a story, make a point. Tell a story, make a point. Tell a story, make a point. Make a point, tell a story. Doesn't matter which order, but we're gonna learn that in the next 12 weeks. Okay, I'm getting ahead of Marty here.
And then the price is much less.
See, I don't know any about that.
Price is amazing. I just ordered some today.
Oh, yeah, right here. Customer price.
Yeah, but the price is less. Yeah,
customer price,
$32.50. Okay.
Consultant price.
You won't have the weight of the shipping.
Exactly. That's the thing. And by the way, I don't even quote the consultant prices anymore. You should never consult.
Never.
You should just take that out of your butt. You should never even click the wholesale button. It should be always retail. Quote the customer price, because that's all the price that matters.
All the cell know.
Okay. $32.50. I mean, good grief. The calcium complex on auto ship for a customer, $14.25. That's 50 cents a day for the... Anyways, I'm getting a little excited about these products. And I'm going to be more excited to take a shower tonight.
Do they plan to do the same thing with the Ciaga?
That is an excellent question, and you know how you can find out an answer to that? That was Carol, right?
Correct.
If every one of us tonight on the call hit that little feedback button and say, wow, thank you so much for the progesterone capsules. When are we going to get Ciaga capsules? ?
No, I like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I am...
men's and women's formula that's gluten-free.
Yep. Okay, here you go. See, I am typing right now wrong one. I'm typing that same comment. What should I write? The Lord for progesterone capsules. When will we see Ciaga
capsules? No, Ciaga, don't say Ciaga. It tastes so
good. Yeah, well, it may taste so good, but it's a real pain in the rear to travel with. Okay. So this goes into which category? It doesn't have a category. I'm just going to put it in the shopping cart category. So anyways, I would encourage you to do that, folks. When you ask a question like that, put some feet to it. Put some traction to it. Let's overload them and say, look, this is what we want. This is what we need.
I know what many people will talk about. Why don't we get back to the package KVD, so that we can get that sampled?
It's a good question. Write a question. Write it. That's all I can tell you.
Okay.
And if there's any other product you really like, write them, call them, talk to them. Let them know. And then when they introduce a product like this, sell the snot out of it. I know that's a gross word choice, but sell it. Sell it. Share it. Get it out there. Get people on AutoShip. I've got two people that, one I already talked to yesterday, and two I'll see here in a bit. They're going to be elated that they're not paying a fortune in shipping to get the progesterone. Absolutely elated. With expedited shipping. Nikan doesn't have discounted shipping. They have expedited shipping. For cheaper. Okay? Anything under a pound. That would be basically, it's four or five of the nutritionals, is how it pans out. So, anyways, we could go on and on and on. Next week, lesson number one, start reading, get it printed, get it posted somewhere. The ICAN mantra. It's on the very, very bottom. You click on the Lesson 1 PDF download, and it's right there. And I would encourage retyping it up on a standalone paper, or just printing this and enlarging, or whatever you have to do. but you should be driving your family absolutely nuts with how many copies of this you make and have it posted everywhere.
Okay.
When you're driving, you should be just thinking about it, you know. It should be so much of a moving experience, much like if you go see the movie The Greatest Showman with Hugh Jackman, the story of P.T. Barnum. I saw that last Thursday. I'm still waking up in the morning singing those songs. It is an amazing experience. Absolutely amazing. So, thank you again, everybody. Hold on to your hats because it's going to be an amazing 12 weeks. And please, I'm begging you, make a commitment to this. Make a commitment to doing the homework every single day, 6 days a week. It's about 20 to 25 minute commitment. And you'll be surprised how quickly it goes, especially some of the lessons are shorter than others. Okay? Because where we'll be 12 months, where we'll be 12 weeks from now, will blow your mind. I guarantee it, if you'll just make that commitment.
Okay, since you're
still here. Thank you, ma'am.
Good night, everybody.